Back in February, you might recall, we spoke with Linda Hume, Artistic Director of Opera Queensland, about Opera Q's plan to take Puccini's La Bohème to 8 regional cities across Queensland, of course. But Project Puccini, as it's known, aims to involve the locals in each of the 8 towns and cities, not just the audience, but as singers. And they've held auditions and created a new chorus of local people in each city, as well as employing a local chorus master and a rehearsal coordinator. And 384 Queenslanders have been selected. They've spent the last 10 weeks training to become opera singers. The tour is about to kick off, the first performance on the Gold Coast this Saturday. Lindy is with us again, along with Don Tanjenko, a name which will become synonymous with the great singers. He won a spot on the Gold Coast chorus. He's a psychologist by day. From this Saturday, for the first time, he'll perform in an opera. Lindy, Don, Maestro, good morning.
Morning.
Good morning.
Lindy, to you first. Very exciting. Did you think you'd get to this day?
Yes. We were always aiming for this day, and now it's here. We're incredibly, incredibly excited.
And remind us how the project came about, and how did you go about selecting the singers?
Well, it was a kind of no-brainer. Last time we did a tour 2 years ago, exactly this time 2 years ago, it was a terrific show that went out on the road, the Mikado, great production, but very disappointing audience response. And we realised, I followed that tour and realised that we simply couldn't expect, we were arrogant to expect great deals of audience engagement because we weren't engaging with those communities. So it was almost... the obvious thing to do to put more effort into really building ownership in those communities for the work of the state company.
Perhaps and obvious to get more involved with the community, not so obvious to get the community to sing in the opera.
Possibly not, but it seemed to be also a moment of the right thing was to invest in those communities' creativity and those communities' own networks. A lot of the regional communities across Queensland, indeed across Australia, have very very sophisticated and very committed creative communities. And I live in regional New South Wales when I'm not in Brisbane, and I know that to be the case in my community. So the idea of the state company being, you know, thinking itself so superior as to think we're the only people who can make opera, when all these creative communities around regional Australia have their own choruses, and it really was only up to us to develop skills and to shape and form some of those skills to fit into the opera model that became the project. And the response was extraordinary when we put the call out in February, and then Jason Barry-Smith, who is the assistant director on the production but also himself a terrific baritone, went around and listened to nearly 800 people across Queensland, and he was just blown away. And we had and we have put together 8 terrific choruses. And last night I was at the Gold Coast rehearsal where for the first time the guys sang on stage and started to met with the conductor and some of the soloists.
And one of the guys, Don Tanjenko, is with us now. Don, you were a psychiatrist by day, but you auditioned. Why did you want to audition?
Oh, good morning. Hi. I've always been involved in music one form or another, courtesy of my mom, who is a vocal and choral music teacher. And I've done, as a hobby, musical theater in the past, just as a means of having that work-life balance. When you're working as a psychologist, it can be quite intense and quite serious. And so singing has been my little creative outlet to be able to have a bit of fun, meet new people and express myself. But I had never done opera before.
Do you mind if we actually listen to how you expressed yourself at the audition?
No, go ahead.
Okay, well, here's Don. Very nice, Don.
Oh, thank you.
Have you made the transition to opera? A difficult one?
It was a little bit more challenging than I thought. I knew that when you're doing opera, you're not aided by any amps or microphones. So the whole placement of your vocal cords, your breathing, your technique has to be changed to suit to be able to project your voice as much as possible.
Sure. And Linda, you've got Robert Katter singing, not Bob, but his son, the state MP.
We have.
That's not bad. The judge got the Bob got three yeses from the judges.
He certainly did, and you know he did a great job at the audition. So we're very happy to have him.
Oh, good stuff. And what are the towns you're going to?
We're in, well, obviously Gold Coast, and then next week Ipswich and Toowoomba, then the Fraser Coast, Rockhampton, Mackay, Townsville, and we finish in Mount Isa. It's going to be a big night in Mount Isa.
Well, I bet. And there may be a culture clash with the different milieu. You know, very sophisticated opera singers in Mount Isa. But when you explain to the locals that hard drinking and, you know, hard swearing is just how opera people relax, they'll be fine.
It's universal.
Yes. Lindy Hume from Opera Q, along with the newly discovered talent opera chorus singer / psychologist, Don Tantenko. Thank you both very much indeed.
Thank you.
We'll put the details of Project Puccini on our website.